Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, we're moving around in Westtown. Now we're going over to 1543 West Division, and we're going to talk to Lila and Zygmunt Deercatch, who are the co-owners of the Chopin Theater. Good evening and welcome to WGN.
Good evening. Thanks for having us.
We are not only co-owners, but we also kiss.
We're married.
We are. It wouldn't have offended my morals if you kissed and weren't married. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Good to know.
Good to know. I'll tell you, you people in Westtown, you are a riot. It's hysterical.
We don't have a chance. You know, Westtown is probably most diversified community, you know, mm-hmm. and fastest changing community, because when we bought the theater in 1990, it was the worst neighborhood in America, according to some. You know, the gangs from Cabrini Green and Humboldt Park, they fight and shoot each other in front of the theater. They have bullets in our walls and doors. So the community is, you know, and the yuppies and rich people and artists and still homeless, you know. So it's very dynamic neighborhood.
The theater itself, you're the co-owners and obviously in charge of what appears there. You have a, what's the word I'm looking for? You have not a, it's a lofty mission, if you will. I mean, something to be achieved. Because it says here that your mission is to promote enlightened civic discourse through a diverse range of artistic offerings.
Yes, and that is very challenging, but we've been able to do that for the last 32 years, and we think that, you know, by doing different types of art, there's live theater, literature, film, classical music, jazz music, poetry readings, that we can attract a lot of different people from different backgrounds, interacting with each other and getting out of their silos.
But also with that lofty wording from my wife, we are both kind of rednecks of art community, because you know, we started on our own in this Ready for Demolition building without board of directors, before grants and everything. So it was old-fashioned manpower. We live upstairs, and we work 7 days a week, as long as we can take it. And also, because when we started, my wife is MBA. I am a scientist, biologist, biochemistry, biophysics. So we there's no pressure.
You don't know what you don't know, and sometimes ignorance is bliss. You just go in and you try to create this space that people enjoy working in. We operate fairly with everyone, and I think we have a really good reputation, and people like being in the space.
Yeah, that's why Bezos started this space program.
I think I missed that.
She just mentioned that ignorance is a bliss. Right?
Yes, it is.
So the Bezos decided, I'm going to Venus, you know, and it's great that he did it, but I think this is one of the greatest things, I think, as immigrants in this country. This, I think, is number one. The people come from other countries, and they like huge horizons of options. And I was a librarian in Poland, but I decided to have a restaurant. Or I was a farmer, so now I build houses.
Right.
Houses, you know. But it's from in other countries. And I think the opportunities are here. As you can see, two of the people have nothing to do in this operate the theater for 30 years without support. And you know, 550 events were called by some newspaper venues, which met at the most in Chicago. And we still work like 10, 12 hours. I think it is a blessing that we find that still interesting.
What was it that first attracted you to it? Because I believe the building itself goes back to, at least the Theater Historical Society of America says the Chopin Theater building opened on March 1918. But I don't know if that is that your building? Is it that the same building?
Yes. We had our big anniversary in 2018, 100 years of the building.
Yeah.
It was a Nickelodeon originally, like Chicago, that stretch of Wicker Park along Milwaukee Avenue. There were 30 to 40 Nickelodeons, so it was like the beginnings of Hollywood, if you will.
Yes, indeed. There's an old song somewhere about put another nickel in the Nickelodeon, and I forget how the rest of it goes. But, yeah, I mean, you would put your, I think it was a nickel, because that's the lyric, and you, if I've got this right, you'd look through a viewfinder and turn a crank, and a series of images would blend together with the appearance of movement. Would that be correct?
Yes, that's correct. But all of those wonderful, majestically designed buildings have either been demolished or they're repurposed for some retail store. So we're one of the few left.
And when you talk about the cost of the entrance, when we opened, our first show was called Peep Show. And so there were some people coming and ask us if we can change the money into the quarters. And we told them, no, you don't. You pay $20, you can see everything as long as you want to. And so they went inside, and there was a show which was very serious. It was great. We get first show Jeff Award for Best Theater Company.
Wow.
It was first show. But when we put that thing, Peep Show, in this area, a lot of people were like, this is it. This is the end of the
neighborhood.
We have reached the end of the neighborhood. Yeah. When you bought this building, it had always been used as a theater. Is that right? I mean, I'm trying to find out what was inside when you bought it. I mean, what was there?
It was almost empty. After the theater closed, there was a discotheque for a day, and they shoot somebody. Oh. So when I bought, there was still the graffiti inside and kind of the display walls with colors and there was a little bistro which was for 5 seats, and on the other side, but that was like 200 square feet, and our theater was like 15,000, so there was a couple, which is very small. And the other side, there was a place where you can sell gold. So you go over there, you knock in the door, a little, I would say, 10 by 10 inches, a little door open in the middle, and you put your hand inside with your ring or some bracelet, and the guy told you how much. And,
And even from its early days, it was very theatrical and a little bit of spin and all of that good stuff.
Not mentioning that you know, Nelson Olguin, Men with the Golden Arms, talk about those people who play cars. A lot of them are showgirls and sex, drugs, and rock and roll in the community.
At that time, for sure.
Have you reopened?
We will be reopening at the end of September. We're very excited. We've been closed since March 13th, 2020, a day that lives in infamy for us and for everyone else in the across the world. And
so we will reopen. It's just we don't know how much the audience will care about going to the closed space. So we have two spaces. Our first show will be
Our show will be at the main stage, the Destinos Latin Theater Festival, with performances from Latin countries across
the world. The first one will be from Miami.
The first show will be
the veterans from Korea, Vietnam, and Afghanistan. And then dancing, drumming. So it's kind of... And I'm glad that, because I think veterans should have a lot to say. Usually they don't. A couple years ago, there was this big march of veterans where they throw their medals at the presidents of the NATO countries in front of Mark Kirby Place. So we're glad that that show. Yeah. Then we have a show which is called 100 Days. And it is from New York, from Broadway, not off Broadway. And it talks about what would you do if you have 100 days to live.
Yeah.
And then we have our Christmas show under new direction of House Theater, and previous one, Nutcracker, lasted 10 years. Every 10, mm-hmm. for 10 years, we have full houses, and it was a serious show. You know, there was a lot of entertainment, mm-hmm. but people cry, families cry, and people were coming to see a couple times.
Yeah, so we're decided to reopen at the end of September.
And the puppet show name is?
Oh, and then we also will have Rock House Theater doing an adult puppet show.
Hold the time. Now we can go back to the kissing. Now, wait a minute. An adult puppet show?
No, not that.
It's not for children. It is for adults, but we cannot say it. So it's just, but it's just in six different locations in the theater. When you put some
iPods or earphones, so that it's more interactive. You have your own experience.
Right.
Six different.
But those are not puppets, like little puppet. No. It's serious stuff. So let's say you have a person standing, and every puppet coming from your stomach and over your head, and so just very bizarre, very artistic. It's always been. We really think a lot of stuff stolen from those artists are going later to Cirque du Soleil and other places because they have nothing to lose, so they invent stuff. They don't sleep; they work on something special.
Yes.
And we are probably the best place in Chicago to see something first, because our main stage and both stages are much bigger than audience seating. So you have a lot of you can move, you can hang, you can do stuff. You know,
right.
It's not just left to the right, but also go down and up the stage, and it's visible from good angles.
Yeah, so. It's very dynamic. It's never boring that you're staying on stage.
Yes.
I want to thank both of you for being with us, and all the best for the variety of performances, and hope you have full houses and have a great time with the Chopin Theater. Thanks for being with us.
I also want to say go Spartans, because I'm also Michigan State University alumni.
Oh, really? Well, I'm from Ann Arbor.
Oh, so we are your
rival.
But you were living in East Lansing, I believe, yes.
Pardon me?
You had your program in East Lansing, no?
I went to school at Michigan State for a year and a half. That's true. But I grew up in Ann Arbor, and my dad was a professor at Michigan. So, it's the best of both worlds, I guess. He said diplomatically. Just as long, just as long as you didn't go to Ohio State, everything's fine. Thanks for being with us.
John.
Thanks. Oh, wow. What a great couple.